Good morning and welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Wednesday morning, the morning after President Joe Biden delivered his second State of the Union remarks to Congress and the American people. As is typical with most State of the Union addresses, it was long on America and short on agriculture. North Dakota's two U.S. senators had obvious and immediate reaction, not positive. CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Chandler Gould, says while the president addressed many issues of importance to the American people, like inflation, food prices, and food security, we are eager to hear more about agriculture and trade-related policies. In December, we were pleased to see the Senate finally take action and confirm two key trade positions. We're now eager to see a more trade-focused approach that works to develop, maintain, and expand international markets that keep American wheat producers in a strong position. With the 118th Congress having since convened, Farm Bill reauthorization is on the minds of many farmers. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven said American families are continuing to pay more due to high inflation and supply chain issues, and instead of the Biden administration's failed approach, we need to focus on the fundamentals and empower the American people.
We need to reduce inflation for the American people. That means less government spending and less regulation. A clear example is energy. We can produce a lot more energy here at home if the Biden administration would just take the handcuffs off our energy producers. We need to secure the border. We need to support law enforcement. And we need to support our men and women in uniform so that Americans feel safer at home and abroad. The Biden administration is going in the wrong direction. We need to return to these fundamentals and take our country in the right direction.
North Dakota U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer disagreed with President Biden's policy on the southern border, the anti-business, anti-energy uncertainty, social security, the economy, and inflation, but did agree with his commitment to armed services. And Cramer said the president had pretty much unanimous support in the room on veterans' priorities. USDA's Economic Research Service released the February farm income forecast Tuesday. Net farm income forecast to decrease 15.9%. After adjusting for inflation, net farm income forecast to decrease 18%. Contributing to the forecast of lower income in 2023 are lower direct government payments and higher production expenses. Average net cash farm income for farm businesses forecast to decrease 17.7% from 2022 to $92,400 per farm. You're listening to Inside Agriculture, taking a break for the markets, and we'll be right back.